Well, good morning. I can't tell you, it just warms my heart to have all of our scouts here today. I was not a scout growing up. We didn't have a scout troop in my little town in far southwest Texas, but to have you here assembled, thank you for being here. I'm assuming that when you gather at campouts or in whatever gatherings, that you have stories about who the scouts are and kind of the things that identify you as who you are. And we have one of those stories from our gospel today. I don't know how familiar you might be with this. And it's a strange story. You've got Jesus, and he brings a couple of his friends, Peter, James, and John. They go up on a mountain by themselves. And all of a sudden, Jesus' appearance changes into one that is dazzling white. And there appear with him Moses and Elijah. And just to talk about the story a bit, Moses there, you may know, is brought down the Ten Commandments, the stone tablets from the mountain. You may have heard about that. And so he represents the law. This is the way you need to conduct yourselves and live within community. So he represents kind of these things that you do in order to live as God's people. And then Elijah is representing the prophets, who are these number of people who kind of furthered that and also talked about how to live and to worship through times when their people were experiencing exile, and they had come across upon really difficult times. So these are two incredible figures from what we call the Old Testament. And here we have them appearing with Jesus. And all of this is happening, and his friends are scared, which makes some sense. If you experience something like that, I know I would be scared at that. And Peter says, you know what? It's good that we're here. Let's build three kind of dwelling places for you. One for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you, Jesus. Three kind of memorial tabernacles, which you may not think about this, but it approximates the three of them as equals. Kind of three equal things: Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Three equal people. And something interesting happens. We have this voice come down from heaven. And God says, this is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Listen to him. What's going on here? One way we might think about it is, about a week or so ago, my wife and I were going to have dinner at somebody's house, and it was dark, and we had never been in that part of town before, so we didn't know exactly where they were. We're looking for house numbers, but even under the streetlights and the moon, the house numbers were hard to see and hard to decipher. It would have been much easier had we been going to their house in the daytime. Right? You can see a lot better when the sun's out than you can at night. I use that example to say Moses and Elijah, this law and the prophets, they're like the street lights before we get Jesus. You can see, but you can't quite see very clearly enough to see exactly what you're looking for. And then Jesus comes out, and he is called the Son of Righteousness. A new day has dawned. We sang our first song, morning gilds the skies, morning has broken. Even in our passage that one of our scouts read today, the gospel is veiled. We can't see, but then it says, we proclaim Jesus, let the light shine in the darkness. Now we get to see what? What's Jesus showing us? He's showing us who his Father is, who God is, and ultimately, he's going to show us how important we are to God. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Something we as followers of Christ have to ask ourselves is, are we listening to him? Because it's easy to get in our routine and not listen and to kind of do the things that the world does. And I believe you probably learned some of these things as scouts and how to conduct yourselves with honesty and integrity, and even when you see the world about you and that may not be the way things are going, you're being trained, you're being formed into living a different way. And as Jesus is unveiling this to us, we should ask ourselves, are we listening to him like the Father said? Are you listening to my son? One of the things that this story tells us then, as I mentioned these three dwelling places, is the Old Testament, where we see Moses and Elijah, were inspired tellings about Jesus, how we get there. But once we get to Jesus, we don't build equal tabernacles, equal dwelling places any longer to balance things out. Jesus is greater than Moses. Jesus is greater than Elijah. This is my son. Listen to him. So as we come to the scriptures, to the Bible, it's not just kind of a flat text where everything has equal weight. It's why in other places, Jesus will say to his people, you've heard it said, but I'm going to tell you something different. You've heard that you should conduct your lives this way, but I'm going to say something else to you. And there was a group called the Pharisees that were religious leaders, and their desire to really get back at people they regarded as sinners, the people who didn't follow the rules the way they thought they should, well, they could quote Moses. Moses says it's okay to retaliate. And Jesus will say, you've heard it said, but I'm going to tell you I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Same with James and John in another story. They want to call down fire upon some inhospitable Samaritans who they felt weren't receiving Jesus in them as they should. Well, that harkens back to Elijah calling down fire. And Jesus says, love your enemies. So Jesus is greater. This is what the significance of this story that you've just heard is, that Jesus has come to be the fulfillment. So why does this matter? Well, I see many of you are wearing, and if I butcher all the terminology, please forgive me. You're wearing sashes with what I'm assuming is merit badges on them. And merit badges, I'm also assuming, show your proficiency in demonstrating a skill or task or something like that. When it comes to matters of the heart and character, it's not as easy as learning to tie a knot the right way. You can't just tell somebody to change their character and you can become proficient at it like learning how to tie a knot or the other things that you learn how to do. The changing of our character, the ability to love others, comes through relationship and abiding with Jesus. Ultimately, I'm going to guess that your time as scouts, what you're going to remember the most are the relationships that you've made, the importance of how you were actually formed by your mentors, your leaders, your friendships. Yes, you learned some incredible skills and became proficient along the way, and that's important as well. But it really, at the end of the day, is about the content of your heart and your character, which is exactly what discipleship in Jesus is. But Jesus knows that he can't just tell us, this is how you love your neighbor. We can try to do some of those things, but we may be doing it for selfish reasons or just to check the box to get that merit badge and say, hey, I did what you asked, now I love my neighbor. When inside, maybe we despise them. That's a harder thing. And so the Father is saying, listen to Jesus. And what is Jesus always telling us? I will never abandon you. I will leave the 99 sheep and go after the one who stray. I love you and you matter and you are important. And if we'll just spend time together, just like we hear this transfiguration of Jesus, he is trans transforming and transfiguring us. The last thing I will say is that word transfiguration that we heard this morning. The Greek word is metamorphio, where we get the word metamorphosis. And you may know, what's the classic illustration of metamorphosis? A caterpillar becomes a butterfly. Well, the caterpillar doesn't become a butterfly by trying to become a butterfly. It rests, and it has to abide, and something is acting upon it that changes it. This is what our relationship with Jesus does. As we spend time with the Lord, we are being transfigured, transformed, and that is a lifelong process, more into His image. A voice came out of the cloud, "This is my Son, the Beloved." You're beloved as well, by the way. And God says, "Listen to Him." And suddenly they looked around and saw nobody but Jesus only. Again, significance of, this is Jesus, listen to Him. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I will never leave you. The final testimony of the law and the prophets of Moses and Elijah was to recede into the background so that Jesus stands alone as the full, visible, and true Word of God. Jesus is what God has to say to us. And as we abide in Him, we're changed from glory to glory. Amen.